we heed a certain call when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the children. All right, everybody, let's create a better world. Our show is Let's Create a Better World. I'm Bobby Elias, your host. A little story on that song that goes back to the 80s, and that particular song really inspired me that the world was going to change, that the song, the people that got together for that song and the whole story of it brought on to me the fact that it's a new world, it's going to be a better world. It gave me hope and promise and love. Yes, it did. Music is beautiful. All right, today's show, Sylvia Ortiz, 34 years as a pioneer in modern day health, starting with living foods, body glass, superfoods. She researched, she studied, and she put together some superfoods in what I call the modern era of health, where health really exploded in the 80s. She also started a rebounder. She put together, I'll let her tell that story. So let me just make a couple announcements, Sylvia, and we'll get you on. First of all, the next 2 weeks, we've got great shows coming on. On April the 4th, again, we're on every Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Time. The Age of the Goddess. Feminine Power, a beautiful, beautiful show about women and the future of women. On April the 11th, predictions of the weather, climate change, the era of Trump, and what's going to happen with all that by what many people consider the number one reader, psychic, Vicky Gay. She's been rated number one by several accounts. All right, one last announcement. If you want to hear this show, it'll be on either the next day or two, Thursday or Friday, on the telephone archives as well as the online archives. Here's the telephone number to call 24 hours a day. You can hear the previous five shows that we've had. The number to call is 701-719-0994. All right, let's get to our guest. Sylvia Ortiz, going to talk today about alkalining, phytonutrients, superfoods, as well as the rebounder. Sylvia has been in 34 years involved with health as a pioneer, and we're just extremely happy to have her here today. Sylvia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bobby. It's great to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome. You deserve it. And we'd like to continue to work with you because you, like I said earlier, you're someone that goes way back to getting health on the map as not only as a superfood, but green powders, red powders, and more about them and more about body glass. And we're going to talk about a lot of things today. So let's get started with that. First of all, alkaline against acidic. Explain what both of these are and what the consequences are when somebody gets too acidic. Please.
Oh, that's a great question. You know, everyone is hearing more about alkaline and drinking your green juice and alkalizing and everyone's, you know, many people are wondering, what is this all about? Why is it so important? And the reason it stems back to, that's how we were created. We, our bodies were created to be slightly alkaline. So if you can picture a big aquarium and you're living in that aquarium, what happens? The pH of that water has to be a certain pH. What happens when that water becomes too acidic? Well, the plants start to die, the fish get disease, the water gets cloudy. Everything is compromised. The same thing in your body. You see, you're made of 18 billion cells, give or take a million here or there. And what you need to do is you need to keep your internal ecosystem, like the aquarium, in a balance. And that balance is staying slightly alkaline. And the number is 7.37. We like to round it out to about 7.4. But that's what the whole alkaline premise is based on.
That's beautiful. Well said. Tell us about acidic. Why is it, what causes an acid condition? What are the symptoms? And how does it go about? Tell us the whole thing about that, please.
Great. Well, okay, so like I said, we are supposed to be slightly alkaline. And that's where the cell rejuvenation happens. That's where cell communication happens. It's just an ideal environment for your all of your cells to live, because since we're made out of all of these trillions of cells, it just stands to reason that if your cells are healthy, then you're going to be healthy. And what happens when your body's too acidic? You're opening the door for cancer. Cancer loves an acidic condition. You're opening up the door for diabetes. It's very difficult to balance your body's blood sugar when your body's acidic. You're opening the door for hypertension and for high cholesterol. Why? When your body is in a chronic acidic state, guess what your body does? It's going to protect you at all cost. So it'll come in and it'll start laying a layer of fat on the arterial wall because your blood's chronically acidic. And that layer of fat on the arterial wall is what is cholesterol. And why does the body do that? Because it wants to protect your arteries against that acidic state that you're chronically in. And but once you start becoming alkaline, guess what? The body says, "Hey, I don't need this protection anymore." And we see it all the time. We see cholesterol levels and the LDL cholesterol lowering when people just start shifting their diet and being more alkaline.
Absolutely. For our listeners, this is Sylvia Ortiz speaking. What many people call the mother of superfoods, because she's been doing this for 34 years, when such things as superfoods, greens, reds, weren't out there in containers at health stores. She was one of the first. She's done a great, great job of that. I know, because I was around when she got started. I remember that she was, in her first few years, really, really doing some great, great things. Sylvia, you've been wonderful. Anyway, let's go to the next thing here, and that is phytonutrients. What are they? So give us a 101 on that, because a lot of people hear the word and they're not sure exactly what it means and what it is.
And thank you. That's a great question. Phytonutrients are directly are also alkaline contributors. So now you're getting the benefit, you're getting two benefits for the price of one, okay? Phytonutrients, just to describe the definition of that word, phyto is plant. So that's the Latin description of phyto. And nutrients, so it's plant-based nutrients. And that's what you want to feed your body, because plants are just amazing the way that they're created. because, you know, when you think about it, what does a plant have to do? Well, it's a seed, and, you know, once it's watered and it starts to grow, it's got to break through the ground, and it's this very vulnerable seedling that's growing. And it can easily get killed by the ultraviolet rays of the sun. There's many insects, all this kind of stuff can affect that seedling, but it has protective mechanisms in it that help protect it against the ultraviolet, against many of these environmental factors. And that's how the seedling can grow into a plant or into whatever it's going to grow into. So plants just have this intelligence and these abilities that when you eat more of a plant-based diet, you're going to receive these nutrients just by the ingestion of the plants. So that's why it's so important. And also, talking about plants, what's an alkaline diet? What does an alkaline diet look like?
Right.
An alkaline diet is mainly your leafy dark greens. So you want your lettuces and your spinach and, you know, all of your leafy greens. Then the next thing that you want, that to be your largest portion of your consumption. The next would be your fruits and your vegetables. After that, you would be your legumes, your sprouts, the nuts, the flaxseed, hemp, seaweed, nutritional yeast. And we have a alkaline chart that shows you exactly what type of foods you should lean on. And, you know, that should be the biggest portion of what you're eating. We're not saying that you want to eliminate, you know, everything else, but if you're on your plate, your biggest portion is plant-based, then all the others become smaller. And so just by that simple thing, you start to become healthier.
Sylvia, you talked about alkaline water, and you just finished talking about an alkaline guide and chart, and you and I talked about it, and you're willing to give to people that call your number, and we're going to give that right now. You're going to give them, explain to me what you're going to give them, the alkaline guide and chart, what it is, and the number to call to get a free copy of that.
Oh, sure, Bobby. Well, the alkaline chart just is a description of what are alkaline foods, and it's a pyramid. Similar to the food pyramid that we've all been accustomed to. It's just a shift. And we've got that. It comes together with some simple recipes, some education tips, and we're happy to provide that to anybody that would like to receive it. And our phone number is 1-800-521-5867. We're also, if you like us on Facebook, you'll continue to receive alkaline information. You'll continue to see recipes and just tips on simple things that you can do to just improve your lifestyle. And that's simply by going to your Facebook and looking up Macro Life Naturals and liking us. Again, that phone number is 1-800-521-5867 for anybody that's interested in receiving the free alkaline guide.
And let's repeat the other part about the online, how they can get a hold of your macro address. Could you give that to us, please?
Sure. Our website is www.MacroLifeNaturals. It's a long one, so I'll spell it out for you. www.MacroLifeNaturals.com. And you can go on and you can just contact us, and we'll go ahead and get that right out to you.
And this is great stuff, listeners. And I really, this is Sylvia Ortiz that we're speaking to. I'm Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world. This is really good. I mean, an overall health chart of what you can do to be more alkaline. Because, and I want to get into the thing about a little more on the acidic part, because as you said earlier, Sylvia, the difference between alkaline and acidic is huge. And one of the reasons that we have health, so not only in this country but all over the world, is because people are acidic. The food they eat, what they drink, and the way they live is extremely opposite of what it should be, alkaline. And I like what you said, and we talk about this on our show all the time about a plant-based diet. You brought it up so well, and we're going to, before we, at the end of the show, I'm going to repeat for our listeners, and listeners, get pen and paper out so you can take that number down for the alkaline chart, and also her tips on what you, a way to live. And she did say earlier, and she can, you can add to what I'm going to say right now, and that is that dark leafy green vegetables. I like dark green leafy vegetables. Also, vegetables and fruits. Also, nuts, seeds, legumes, seafoods. People don't forget all about seafoods. They don't even bring that up because they're not around. They don't know about them, but they're great. So add to that anything else you want to say regarding how we can tell our listeners how the easy steps on how they can have a happier and healthier life.
Bobby, you nailed it. And that's the whole thing, is what is it that really makes us acidic? Okay, let's break it down into some little pieces here. Our food. We know that the standard American diet is very acidic. Coffee. Anybody out there drinking coffee and tea? Hey, guess what? That's super acidic. Alcohol, anybody having alcohol, a glass of wine, et cetera, very acidic. Cereals, muffins, breads, all of that is very acidic. Even a typical vegetarian diet of rice and beans is very acidic. Okay, so we know that our food, high protein diet, this type of thing is very acid. So how do you, that's one way. The second way is exercise. Exercise is really good for us, right? However, exercise causes lactic acid. That causes your body to shift into an acidic state.
Yeah.
Stress. Anybody here ever have any stress? Emotional stress. For example, not only the stress of maybe driving and, you know, trying to make an appointment on time, or it could be the stress you had an argument or something with a loved one, or you're very concerned because of a loved one's health. All of those stress factors cause you to become acidic. So by virtue of, last thing, what about those that go long periods of time in between eating meals? That will shift your body into acidic state. So by lifestyle and definition of lifestyle, our lifestyle creates an acidic condition. And right. the best way you can turn it around, you don't have to stop having a glass of wine or a beer. You don't have to stop, drinking a cup of coffee. You can minimize it.
Yes.
And you don't have to, stop all of these things. But what you can do is you can drink green drinks. You can lean on dark green leafy vegetables with each meal. That'll shift your body into an alkaline state. And that's your best preventative and your best protection against, all of these so-called diseases. They're there because of our lifestyle.
Yes. We're speaking to Sylvia Ortiz. We're speaking about a number of things on how we can stay healthier. Earlier we said alkaline against acidic, phytonutrients. We're going to get into another thing about detoxing. But first, before we do that, I want to add what you said about stress. Stress, many people consider the number one killer of people, not just in this country, but all over the world. And not only stress, but we've had research and information from science proving that people that are angry, upset, complaining, negative all the time, and stressed and anxious and depressed, they die 10 years younger I mean, quicker than what they should. Whereas the other person, I like to think I'm one of those because I like to think I'm a kind of a role model for our listeners and the way I eat, the way I live. Happiness, peace, love, good foods, nutrient diet, exercise, sleep good and well, go sleep early, wake up later. I mean, wake up early also. All these things contribute to a better life. We talk about this on our show, and that's why I love to have guests like Sylvia Ortiz on. So, Sylvia, the next, unless you want to comment on that point, but I'd like to get into the next issue, which is detoxing. You have a 1 to 3 day detox that's beautiful. Can you explain that to our listeners and any of the comments that you want to make on what we've talked about?
Sure. And Bobby, you're absolutely right. It's all the state of mind. We've got the mind, body, and spirit connection. And if you can keep all of that in alignment and balanced, you're going to be healthier. You're going to also be happier because it's just a better way to, you know, to live. And, you know, we all have our trying situations on a daily day basis, but it's your choice to, you know, take things, not sweat the small stuff, as they say.
And, you know, one more thing along with that. If you live that way, the way you're talking about and the way this show is about, you'll live longer, you'll avoid diseases, and you'll be happier and peaceful. Why does someone have to live all the horrible things that we're talking about? And the last few years of their lives in their 60s, 70s, 80s, they suffer. They're senile. They can't walk. They can't do anything. They're too dead, half dead. And you don't want to be that way. And this is why... Listen to what Sylvia's saying. Listen to what our show talks about, and that is to live a happier, peaceful life through all the things that we're saying. And so when you're ready to go to the next topic of detoxing, your 1 to 3 day diet.
Detoxing is a great thing that you can do. On our website, again, www.macrolifenaturals.com, you'll find a 3 day detox, and it's actually a one, two, or three-day detox. And what you do is you drink a lot of green juices, you have some protein shake, you still keep eating food, but it's very, you're eating less than what you would ordinarily eat, and more of it through juices, but it's not a water fast or anything like that. It's a gentle cleanse, and what it does is it shuts down, it gives your digestive system a rest. And what happens when your digestive system rests? Guess what? All kinds of regenerative and reparative processes take hold because your body is so busy digesting food all the time, that these other rejuvenative and regenerative processes get put on hold till the first process, which is food digestion, gets handled. Once that's handled, then it can go to step two or three. And going on a gentle cleanse, give your digestion a rest, and you allow your body to regenerate.
Well said. Yeah, and the what you said about fruits, vegetables, soups, are just wonderful. I mean, that's the way to live. That's the way to cleanse out and detox your system. It's so, so important. That's another big step in living longer and avoiding diseases. We're speaking to Sylvia Ortiz on all these wonderful things about health, living longer, detoxing, alkaline, water against acidic, phytonutrients. So I really urge all of you, I'm going to give that number out right now. If you want to hear this show and tell your friends about it, because this is a great show. Sylvia's got some great information, and we're not through yet. Here's the number to call on the phone. Most of you that are online know how to get to our archives online, but here's the phone number for those that would like to hear this show on, which will be on tomorrow or the next day for sure, that's Thursday or Friday, on this number that you're going to call right when you get a chance, 800. Now, let me start over, I'm sorry. Area 701-719-0994. Sylvia, there's a number of things that we also talked about, and that is how you got started. I should have said this at the beginning, but your story is great about how you had the rebounder, that whole story, and how you got involved with that. Please let our listeners know about that.
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to do that. Okay, how many of you out there remember the little mini trampolines, better known as the rebounders? Well, I was the queen of rebounding back in the day, back in the 80s, and that was how I got started in the health business. I actually was a very avid runner. I used to run 40 or 50 miles a week. And I had my son. He was 6 months old. We were coming down the stairs. The phone was ringing. I had him in my arms. I slipped, and I didn't want him to get hurt, so I took the brunt of the fall, and I ended up breaking my tailbone. And I couldn't exercise. I was basically dragging my one leg behind me. And finally I had met a chiropractor who said, why don't you try the mini trampoline? And because it's minimal exercise, it invigorates the lymphatic system, helps to help your immune system. There were just so many pluses. And I gave it a try, and believe it or not, I mean, it was the best thing. I was up and I was walking, and everything just improved, and I made that my life's work. So I literally fell into it. And back in the 80s, you can still probably Google rebound aerobics, stay fit rebounding, get fit rebounding. I did the videos showing how to use the rebounders. And that was how I got in the business. And what was great about it was we used to travel. Because I worked with a very large chiropractic group, and we would educate the chiropractors on this form of exercise that was minimal impact to the skeletal system and to the joints. And I got to meet some of the most wonderful educators and holistic healers of our time. I got to meet Ann Wigmore, who is the founder of Hippocrates Institute. She started her health education in the 60s. And she was back in the 60s was advocating raw diet and enzyme-rich diet, which no one was hearing about back in the 60s. So I had the opportunity to meet her. I had the opportunity to work with the Hippocrates Institute founders, Brian and Anne Marie Clement. I got to meet and work with Dr. Bernard Jensen, just many of the greats, holistic healers that were around and still around. And we just got to learn everything about alkalinity. And I started studying alkalinity and plant-based diet and enzyme and raw 25 years ago. And that's when I really saw the massive changes in the way I felt, in my appearance. You know, I never had to worry about my weight. My energy levels were off the chart. Everything was and is very good because of, you know, all of the information and staying plant-based.
Dr. Bernard Jensen and Ann Wigmore were superstars. They were really people that they're like, you could say, our mentors. I remember them very well and what they did. And not only that, but there was Dr. Pamo Arriola, who would go to the health shows way back over 30 years ago, and I met him. He would come to the Whole Life Expo, and they had it twice a year, once in Pasadena, once in over by the L.A. airport. He would come twice a year, and I would always spot him, and we'd talk for a little while because he was like my mentor and my idol. I mean, the guy wrote 25 books. I bought a bunch of his books and followed his path and his way. Not only that, but Dr. Gary Noe, the owner of the station, and who also remembers Dr. Pablo Arriola, and he remembers listening to him way back. And there's also, I go back to the man that started Spirulina, the sales of Spirulina, and that is Dr. Christopher Hills.
Yep.
I sold his company. I was in the multi-level marketing company. They did very well selling spirulina because it was really great. It was really good. And then before that, I worked with her, or after that, I think it was. Yeah, I worked with Muhammad Ali and Gregory, Dick Gregory, and Tony Robbins. We were all part of a thing called Sonatine America. And this was back in 1980, and it was off the charts. It was it broke all the records for sale. We broke Herbalife's records, every one of them. And I was one of the top producers in the company. So that was an experience. And so one of these days, Sylvia, we should get go back and talk about the 80s, and even before the 80s, about how more of a history for our listeners to know about how health really took off. You know, there's people like Jack DeLaine. There's people like Max Gerson. There's a guy in 1929 that was healing cancer named Dr. Hoxie. And, of course, he was the government and the corporations, they didn't like him. The health people did not like him. He didn't live long. And the same thing with Max Gerson. So, anyway, there's a big history there. And you're a part of that because you're the modern-day mother of superfoods. And I really commend you for that. And I really like what you, all these things you're saying. So we have a little time left. So anything else you want to talk about or you want to give a 3 or 4 minute last-minute thoughts for our listeners? And then we'll give you contact information.
Absolutely. You know, and you just mentioned so many of my favorites. These were just amazing mentors and educators that were right on track. And, you know, they set the stage for everything that is coming now. And, you know, these principles are found are sound principles. It's not something that's trendy. It's not something that's just nouveau. It's these principles are have been around for years and years and years and years, and they work. And it's just very simple. You know, there's three easy steps that we can do to be healthier and incorporate the mind, the body, the spirit, the body. Exercise, even a little bit, makes a big difference. You can't go for a whole hour. You can't go for a half hour. You can go for a 10-minute walk. Go outside, take a 10-minute walk. If you're confined on the inside, get on the treadmill and just walk for 10 minutes. Listen to some of your favorite music. But even a little something makes a big difference. Your mind and your diet, change the way that you're looking at food and your habits. Cook lighter, fry less, bake more. Use less sugar. These are all simple things that you can do to just change some of your habits with food. As far as the mind is concerned, like you've said, Bobby, think positive. Nothing, and just have that affirmative beliefs in your mind. And I'm going to segue into something that I just read, actually there's a book called The Five Agreements. It started with the Four Agreements, but now there's a fifth agreement. And my takeaway from that is that we come into the world, and you know when we is the 1-2-3 of thinking, and the 1-2-3 of thinking is the basic, and usually that's a negative pattern. Then we develop the ABC of thinking, and this is where you shift from a negative pattern, and sometimes you're in a bad mood, you're grumpy, you're angry, you're upset, you're depressed, negative feelings, but then you're able to shift your body into a more positive state, and now you're happy, you might be, humming a tune, this kind of thing, and you shift back and forth. Well, the third state is called do-re-mi, and that's when you're humming and you're singing along and you stay more of your time or all of your time in that happy, positive state. So, think positive. And I'll leave you with one thing that I like to say, especially when you're trying to change your cooking, which can be difficult because we get, you know, so used to the way certain things we like them to taste. But remember, nothing tastes as good as looking good does. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Great, beautiful. We have more time. We're not finished yet. But at the end, we'd want to give you contact information. And I want people to take that 800 number down so they can get a free alkaline guide and chart. And I urge people to look you up on your website. What's the name of the website again? Micronaturals.com. Is that it, or did I miss the word?
Yeah, macro, like big,
M-A-C-R-O,
macro, life. L-I-F-E, Naturals, N-A-T-U-R-A-L-S.com, Macro Life Naturals. And also, those of you who would like the free alkaline guide and alkaline chart, you can call 1-800-521-5867. We've included recipes, education tips, and you know what? I'm going to make sure that we throw in alkaline. There's another chart that's alkaline versus acid foods, and this is
great.
A chart. Yeah, that says lets you know what are the symptoms of being too acidic. And, you know, it's a questionnaire, and you just answer it. You know, are you experiencing dry skin, psoriasis, eczema, headaches, chronic indigestion, mm-hmm. or acid reflux, a lack of energy? And the list goes on. But that would be, I'll make sure that that gets thrown in there, as well as the detox plan, which is a one- and up to 3-day cleanse. It's a gentle cleanse where you can eat and help your body by slowing down the digestion process and enabling the cells of your body to regenerate and invigorate.
And I want to add, Sylvia, to what you said about acidic. It's so important. I really believe that that is one of the main causes of cancer, diseases, and early death. People just don't take care of themselves, and they just don't know. So it's important to get this information about acidic, alkaline, the difference, and why and how you want to be healthier and not get acidic. I mean, this whole, everything we're talking about today is to live longer, avoid diseases, be happier, peaceful, keep a positive mind, and this is so important. Sylvia, I want to go back to what we talked about, some of these old people that were around, some of the pioneers of the health movement. You're one of them. But the people that came before you that set the stage for what you and I are doing. And that another one that I didn't mention was Paul Bragg. And his
right.
Away, of course, but his daughter, Patricia Bragg, and she's all kind of elderly now. I saw her at that trade show that you and I go to. I saw her about 3 years ago with a little hat on and she's walking around. Another one, the man that started juicing, the father of juicing, Jay, what's his last name? Do you remember?
Oh, you got me. Are you talking about Dr. Walker?
No. That's a different one. There was a guy named he was the one that taught Jack Elaine how to juice and got him started with a lot of things having to do with health. Jay, I can't remember that last name. I'll get it eventually, but many people consider him the father of juicing and the juicers. He put together juicing machines, and he's very, very involved back then. But that's another story. I'll get his name another time, but one of these times, Sylvia, I'd like to do a show with you to talk about what happened in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And even though we weren't doing much in some of these years ahead of us, we can at least look back and give a report and information and just your inspiration, how you got inspired, how you got started, because you did some great things. You're the mother of superfoods. You really get into alkalining and phytonutrients and putting together and researching these wonderful green powders, red powders full of fruits and wonderful things, and just the whole regimen of what you do. You're definitely, and you're the queen of the rebounding. So this is quite a, you're quite a person, Sylvia, so I commend you for that. So we got about 2 or 3 minutes. Any other last-minute thoughts before we, and then you can give your contact information, and we're going to call it a day.
Sure. And by the way, it's Jay Cordage.
Right.
Yeah, he was the father of Juicing, and he started around the time with Jack LaLanne. I would love to come back and talk about motivation, let the listeners know how I got started. I was a single mom, and how I was able to grow into the get to the level that we're at now and the education level that we are now. So I'd love to be able to share that in, information and hopefully provide a bit of inspiration to those that are that receive it. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on the show and also to every one of the listeners, because this speaks highly to all of the listeners. The listeners are, you're open-minded, you're receiving this information, you're involved in your own self-improvement. So kudos to every one of you for that.
One more thing, Sylvia. Slowly give all your contact information and then also how people can get that chart, and save the numbers and the information slowly so people can take it down. And I ask all you listeners to get your pen and paper out. She's going to give you some great information how you can really get into learning more about all these things that we're talking about. So let it hear.
Sure. So anybody that would like the alkaline chart, that would like the 3-day, 1 to 3-day cleanse information, the full package, just give us a call, 1-800-521-5857. 1-800-521-5857. And or like us on Facebook and follow us on Facebook. Our website is www.macro, MACRO, life, LIFE, naturals, NATURALS.com. And we'll be happy to get you all the information that we can.
Wonderful. Okay, this has been really good. And so we're going to get together again and do something really good, let's say in about 6 or 7 weeks from now. If you're able to, I'll discuss that with you at a future time. But thank you so much for being on the show, all this great information. And I do urge our listeners to follow through with that information to stay in touch with her information. Thank you so much, Sylvia.
My pleasure.
All right. What a wonderful, wonderful show. All right. We have...
Back on.
Okay, thank you. All right. Yeah, you want to live longer and you want to stay healthy by doing the following three things. I'm going to break it down to one is diet, what you eat, what you juice, what you drink. The second one is exercise. Move your body. Get out there. The third thing is the power of the mind, staying positive and not letting things get to you. So the first thing, let's talk about a plant-based diet. That's so important. Now, if you're not a vegan or vegetarian, it's okay. But you want to move in that direction if you want to live longer. More and more and more research and studies from the best of the best scientists and information is coming across to say that this, by eating a plant-based diet, a Mediterranean diet of vegetables and fruits and juicing, that will make you live longer and healthier and avoid diseases. That's so, so, so important. And I personally eat 5 meals a day, small meals, at, let's say, 9 o'clock in the morning, every 3 hours, 12, noon, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and then 9 at night before I go to sleep at 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock, I'll have a yogurt or a soy ice cream, but something that's clean, that's good, it's liquidish. So that's what I do every day. So, and then the second thing is exercise. You want to get out there and move your body. I do power walking, but you can do swimming, you can do running, you can do aerobics. You can do Tai Chi. You can do all these wonderful things. There's so much to do there. And even though it's not exactly related, but I think acupuncture and reflexology are wonderful. Acupuncture is the needles going to your body, and they change the aspect of your body for a healthier you. And it does a lot of things. Many people use it to for sickness, various things that they're sick of. They go to the acupuncturist, tell them what's wrong, and the needles will go in the right places. And they'll work. It'll work, yes. Reflexology is the study of where the massage person or the reflexologist will take your foot, massage it in a way to, because your foot leads to all the parts of your body to get the circulation moving, to get everything moving in the right direction, and it just does wonders for you. I do it, and this is a great thing to do. Tai Chi, that is just great. The Chinese have, for thousands of years, have done things. Yoga, I didn't mention that. Yoga is really just the body to stretch, to open up, to feel better. It's good for breathing. It's good for your mind. It's good for sleeping. It does so many things. Yoga has been around a long, long time. China, India, all these countries have been doing all these wonderful things for thousands of years, and I just wish that Americans would heed to this great, great information from other countries. Ancient healing is so, so beautiful, so important. So the third thing is the mind, staying positive, not letting good things get to you, not complaining, not being angry, not getting upset over things, not feeling bad about something, you have to understand that whatever happens, happens, and there's nothing you can do about it by crying, by being upset, by complaining and being bitter and mean and mad for a long time. It's not going to help. It's going to make you worse off. It's going to tear you up and keep you from living longer. So you don't want to do that either. So those are the three things you need to do. Okay, now I want to let our listeners know again that the next 2 weeks we have some really good shows coming up. On the Wednesday, the 4th of April, Veronica Gabriel will be on to talk about the age of femininity, the ways of the goddess. And we're going to talk about feminine power and how the world is changing. It's becoming more of a female world. And she'll give some in-depth information about that. It's really, really good. So be sure to call then. That's next Wednesday, 5 o'clock Eastern time, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Our show is on every week at that time, and that would be Veronica Gabriel on that subject. Then the following week, which is 2 weeks from today, Wednesday, April 11th, Vicky Gay will be on. They were monitoring 17,000 light workers. In other words, people that read, people that use predictions, people that use their intuitive skills to work in this fashion. They ranked her number one in the world in that. And there are two other studies, and that study comes out of New York, by the way. And I'll have that more information on that as we approach that date. But there were two other studies or monitoring services that ranked her number one. She is really good. I've met her. I've talked to her. She's going to give us a full report on weather, on climate change, and most important to me and many of our listeners is what's going to happen in the near future with Donald Trump, the president, and what's going on with all the crazy stuff going on in his administration and him? Is he going to get impeached? What's going to happen with all these women that are making claims, Stormy Daniels and this other model that came on, and they're not giving up. They're pounding him, and it's causing a reaction. And he's done some wild, crazy things. So the demonstrations are getting bigger and bigger, and the impeachment thing is coming in more and more. So we'll keep you posted on that, not only in the show, but especially 2 weeks from today, April 11th, Vicky Gay will be talking about that and more. So be sure to listen at that time. Now, I do want to tell our listeners that this show is all about you. So I'm going to get my phone number out, and I'd like you to call me if and when you have an idea, a thought, something, a show that you liked or didn't like, what you want to hear from this show in the future, and I'll tell you what we do in this show. But let me give you my number, 323-770-1925. I'll repeat that. But my name is Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World. And I want your input on what you think we need to do to make this show even better. It's already great right now. We want to make it better and better and make you happy and give you what you want. My number, 323-770-1925. So this show is all about, mostly about health. It's called Let's Create a Better World. And we do talk about the problems of the world. We give predictions. We give outlook. We give some of the main subjects we talk about are climate change, genetically engineered organisms, food. We talk about EMF, electromagnetic fields, of why cell phone radiation is so bad and so big. And these are things that are, and we have solutions for these things. That's what I do. We work on solutions. We work on the best research and science and the newest things about health. So this is why I urge you to continue to listen to this show for more of this great information. Okay, well, I'm going to sign off by thanking the people that are all part of this show and the station First of all, the station Progressive Radio Network, which is the number one station in the world. More and more and more people all over the world listening to this station. And the rest of this show, yes, the founder of the station is Gary Null. Our engineer today is Alex, and he's done a great job, and so is Jesse. So the station's in good hands. I know last week inclement weather caused the show not to go on. It was a old show came on and it replaced it, but that's okay. Then the other thing is, as far as the future of the show, we're going to talk more about health, about body, mind, spirit, about how to avoid diseases like we did today. We're into all these things, so stay with us every Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, and I want to thank all the names I just gave, as well as you, the listeners. So stay with us. Thank you very much.
New fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or save you.